We're up to Nunches on the base at the bottom.
Where was that?
Nunches on the base at the bottom. Sneaky. Okay. Bal minei rabchia bar Yosef mishmuel. Kohen gadol shekidish esaktana ubogra tachtav. We'll see later that, not today, but later in the Gemara, that a Kohen Gadol has to marry a Besuva, and a Bogeres, a girl who's already over 12 and a half, is not considered a full Besuva. Even nothing ever happened to her. Just that the Besuvim wear off or lose their potency when she gets older, and therefore a Bogeres isn't considered a full Besuva. So the Machlokas said on the Gemara. But Kohen Gadol can't marry a Bogeres, so he married this girl, he made Erusin, when she was a Ktana, or a Nara also he married. And then, Ubogra Tachtov, and before he had a chance to make Nisuin, she became a Bogeres. So Mara. Bosa Nisuin Azlina. The Iker is that he shouldn't be Nosui to a, what's it called, a Bogeres, a woman who's not a Basula, and therefore, what's it called, Lamaisa, now he's going to be make Nisuin on a Bogeres. Or Erisin as leading, or maybe not. Maybe the halacha is that it goes after Erisin, and as soon as he's married to her, Beheter, when she was a Ktan or a Nara, he can remain married to her when she's a Bogeris. It's like it doesn't have to, a Kohen Gadol is married to a woman, and right, becomes Kohen Gadol, he can what's it called, keep his wife. He doesn't have to divorce her. Right? But the Chatchila, so Shailas, what's the Lechatchila? Lechatchila he can't marry her Erisin, or Lechatchila he can't marry her Nisui. Okay. Omer Le Tanisua, that's our Mishnah. Misarmelu on Nisgarshu min HaNisuin, Psulos, min HaErisin, Ksheris. That if a Psula, what's it called, a Grusha, was married to a Grusha Bas Kohen, was married to a Kohen. So then there's a machlokas, whether as long as she's married, Erisin, didn't have Nisuin, if she's possible the Trumas of Iha or not, because of the fact that she's Mishtameris, Labia Psula. That's the machlokas of Meir and Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon. But, what's it called, if they get divorced, or the husband dies, so she's not Mishtameris anymore, then everybody holds that she goes back to be able to eat Truma. She doesn't become possible for good. However, if they already made Nisuin, meaning they lived with her, then she's a Chalola. And she's Pasul for Truma. She can't eat Truma anymore. So, Min HaNisuin Psulos. Min HaErisin Ksheris. You see that Erisin, what's it called, doesn't create any Psul. So therefore the Iker over here is that he shouldn't be Nosui to a what's it called, a Bogeris. See Rashi? Mahu. The Konsa Mishabagra Ilo, is he allowed to make Nisuin since he already was married to her with Erisin? Does that already make it that it's his wife and now he can continue living with her and finish off the marriage? Because when he married her, she wasn't a Bogeris. Or not? Basa Kicha de Erisin Azlinin Visharile. Do we go after the Erisin and she's therefore considered his full fledged wife by Erisin and he can finish off the marriage now? Or Bosa Nisuin Azlina, Mekivin de Bogra Sirole, or maybe not. The Iker Isser is the Nisuin, and since she was a Bogeris before the Nisuin, he can't make Nisuin. So Mar says, our Mishnah says that, Minho Erisin Ksheiros, Alma Bipsul Kahuna, Bosa Nisuin Azlina. See from here, that when it comes to Psul Kahuna, it doesn't go after Erisin, because even though these men, these Kohanim, were married to Erisin, to these Grushos, right, it doesn't passel her from the, what's it called, from the truma of her father. Middle of Pasul Almonash Nisarso, the Kohen Gadol makes, or the case of Amon the Kohen Gadol. She doesn't become Pasul if, what's it called, he dies, she can marry a regular Kohen and eat truma. Yichnos Alma Basar Erisin Azlinan. Okay, 1 second. Omer Lay, so he said, no, that wasn't the Shaila. Shavi Chalola Lokimi Boyale. To be a he, the Meshavi Chalola. I know that in order to make a woman a halala, Erisin doesn't make her a halala. Bia makes her a halala. Nivala la pasula, that's what makes her a halala. But stam being married to somebody that's possible to you doesn't make you a halala. The Torah said he has to take an isha bibsuleha. The shaila is on the pasuk of the isur of anything less than a besula to a kohen. Right? My kicha de kedushin boyinu. When it says yikach, it means kicha of erison, just like we find ki yikach ishisha means erison. Or kicha de nesuin boyinu. Or no. Or maybe it means kicha of nesuin. And that's the ikr. Omerlei honami tinisua. Another Mishnah. Iris esu almona, the nismana lios koin godl yichnos. If he made erison an almona, and then he became koin godl, he's allowed to finish off the marriage. The fair. So the chor should be the same thing as what's it called, a woman who's a bogeris. You made erison when she was a ketana, now she is a gedola, even though you wouldn't have been allowed to make erison on the gedola to begin with, but lemaisa now can marry her, just like he can marry the nisuin to the almona that he made erison when he wasn't a kohen gadol. Mar says no, shani hasam tichsiv yikach isha. Right over there, it says by what's it called? Ki, what's the pasuk? Ki im besula me'amav yikach isha. Right, that pasuk, that isha, should have said ki im besula me'amav yikach. Why isha? The high isha kro yaseru. Uminom marbin lekamon v'pirkin dim iris almona v'nismana lios kohen gadol yichnos. From that extra isha, we learn this case. That what's it called? That if he was ma'aris in almona when he was not a kohen gadol and he became a kohen gadol, he can finish off the marriage, right? As Moshe says, hachinami k'siv isha. Here it says also isha. Moshe says no, achas lo shtai. It doesn't. It only comes to include one extra case, not two. Umari, he says, so why are you remember the case where she was? He made erison in an almona before he was a kohen gadol, then he became kohen gadol. Or the case where he made erison in a woman that he was mutter to, and then she became osur because she became a bogeris. Why is this one different than the other one? In both cases, the erison was mutter, and now the shaila is, can you finish off the marriage? Why shouldn't they be the same? One says, no, ho ishtini gufa, v'holo ishtini gufa. By the case of an almana, she didn't change. Everything remained static, except that he wasn't a kohen gadol to begin with, now he is. So since nothing changed, he can make nisuin. His original erison was okay. She didn't change. He changed. He became a kohen gadol. That doesn't, from that extra isha, we learned that he can make nisuin. But over here, when he made erison, she was a different girl. She was a ketana. Now her body changed. She became a bogeris. So we can't learn from the first case where everything remains static with the woman, that where the woman changes, that the same halacha should be. Rashi. Achas lo shtayim terutzahu. Achas yesh l'chol rabos, v'lo shtayim. Ho ishtini gufa, bogeris nishtana gufa min eris and nisuin. Her body changed. She's a different woman than she was before. Almana lo nishtanis, but almana remains static. Okay. So the Maisa, the Gemara, says basically, the Maskana, that even though in a case where he married an almana beheter, he can continue the marriage, that's because there's an extra pasuk, but by a bogeris l'chora there's no heter. And the once, even though he married her the heter, right, because she was a ketana, now he can't make nisuin when she becomes a gedola. Okay. Mishmishnah. Kohen gadol or yisa almona. Bein almona min ha'erisin, bein almona min ha'nisuin. A kohen gadol can't marry an almona, whether she was an almona min ha'erisin, the first husband never lived with her, but he made erison, so she was married, or surely menanasuin. Velo yisa es abugeris. He also can't marry a girl who's what's it called, already past naris, which is usually about 12 and a half and older. Not always. What?
This is not cradle snatcher. I mean, for a kohen gadol, I mean, he's an older man. In fact, as an example, a young kid marrying.
First of all, up until maybe 150 years ago, I always used to say 100, but now it's like, you know, that was about 50 years ago they used to say that. So about 150 years ago, people married young, very young. Boys were married at 14. Some say that that's why it says, the Torah, the Chuppah, the Maisim Tovim, because the chuppah sometimes came before they were bar mitzvah. But with boys it was known, boys were already rabbonim of cities at 16, 17. Right? It wasn't uncommon. I had a friend who told me that his grandmother got married, thinks about 13, and after the chuppah she went to play with her friends, with their dolls. But it was, people didn't live that long, and there were so many tzaras or whatever, like Tosfos says, that's why we make the eris and the sunan at one time, we don't wait a year, because who knows what's going to happen in that year. So if you want people to get married, those times, people first of all matured faster, right, and they were streetwise very fast because they had to earn a living when they were little kids. And most of the time, kids were sent away to yeshiva and they didn't see their parents. They didn't have the bar mitzvahs at home. They had the bar mitzvahs and yeshivas. What? The whole family system was completely different. So again, as short as 150 years ago, it wasn't uncommon for girls to get married 12, 13, and boys to get married at 15, 16. Right? So it's not, it depends on today. Yeah, boys that are 23 already, still little kids. So.
I think what he's saying, though, is that the Kohen Gadol was an older person with
young
girl.
Who said the Kohen Gadol was older?
It has to be, right.
Who said? They have a young Kohen Gadol.
They usually depict it as.
Okay.
Somebody like Yochanan Kohen Gadol.
What?
Somebody who was in the 80s, over 80s.
Yeah. Wasn't going to marry a, yeah. It's not talking that every Kohen Gadol married about the Sula.
Well, most of them were married already, right?
Yeah. Most of them married before they became Kohen. Go out down.
What's
he supposed to do? No, so he can, he has to find a girl who's mature enough to want to marry a Kohen Gadol and sees that as her tafkid in the life. Stam, at that time, there were people like that.
One
shot, but it's again, it's only if that's the Matzias. But maybe there's girls that are more mature and and the Kohen Gadol will be able to make sure that it's not going to happen. Under normal circumstances, yeah, it's not good for an old man to marry a young lady. But they're exceptions. And the Kohen Gadol is an exception altogether. So Yeah. That marriage didn't last too long.
Resulted.
Okay. That wasn't part of the shiur. Let's go over. Okay. Remind me, guys, if not, to have, and let you ask any more questions. Kohen Gadol lo yisa almana, bein almana min ha'erisin, bein almana min ha'nesuin. The lo yisa sabogeris. The Belazar of Shimon machshirin bogeris. The Belazar of Shimon said he could marry a bogeris. So it's only according to Reb Meir that's a problem. Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon hold he could marry. The lo yisa es mukas eitz. He can't marry a woman who lost her besulim artificially. She had a wound. Right. Okay. Rashi. Lo yisa es habogeris. Puksayim uforshim mar. The Gemara, the machlok is whether a Kohen Gadol can marry a bogeris or not. It'll be explained in the Gemara in tomorrow's Amid. Tana Rabban. Almona lo yikach. Bein almona min ha'erusin, bein almona min ha'nesuin. Pshit. Mao de seima, right? That, what difference it makes? She's an almona, it's an almona. Pshit, almona stama masma. It doesn't say in the Torah what kind of almona, it says an almona. And any woman who's married, whose husband dies, called an almona. So what why would I need a chiddush? Tell me, echad min ha'erusin, even erusin. Why would I think differently? Mao de seima. Leilif almona, almona mitomar. Tamar, she was an almana min ha'nesuin. So I think we should learn from Tamar, where it says, almana, shvi almana, beis avich, that almana in the Torah means ha'nesuin. Malahala min ha'nesuin, avkam ha'nesuin. Kavash malon, that what's it called? No, we don't learn from Tamar. And a stam almana is both min ha'erusin or min ha'nesuin. The ema hachinami, maybe tacha, maybe we should learn from Tamar. Maybe over there where it says, calls her an almana, and she was min ha'nesuin, that's the only stam almana in the Torah. Dumya de grusha. No, because almana and grusha go together. Ma grusha, bein min anisuin, bein anisuin. A grusha, there's no difference between if she's a grusha from an erisin or an anisuin. Afalmona, bein min erisin, bein anisuin. Better to compare her to the other iser that the Kohanim have, which is grusha, to a Kohen Hedyet, and the grusha surely to a Kohen Gadol, right? And what's it called? So just like a grusha doesn't make a difference, min ha'erisim and suin, so to almana. Rashi. Pshit, okay, mitomer, shvi almana. Dumya the grusha, ubi grusha pshit le de stama hu de lesva and lemela tiri apin exerisho be almana. There's no place to learn by a grusha that it only means nesua. So grusha stam is bein min ha'erisim, bein nesuin. So mela almana also don't learn from tomer, and Stam Almon is also Bain Minha Erison, Bain Minha Nisui.
Almon, we know
that it could be that it's more, since it's more poshut to what's it called to be Madame to Grusha, right? Also, the Chumrim, not the Kula. You always mockish where you were, but there is shovel, the Chumrim,
not the
Kula.
We don't know what either one is until we have.
What? No, I'm saying it, we do. Grusha, Stam is for sure, there's no reason.
Everything Stam would be, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, we need a special limud. So here, first of all, Stam Shalimud is going to tell me a Kula. So better to Darshan Yechum. Second of all, this is to the Isser herself, right? And that Stam is this way, so better to put it to this and to start. What's it called? Being Madame something and then coming back to the group.
Okay, we're on Nun Tesamud Aleph, the two dots. Tana Rabbanan. Vahu Isha Bibsuleha Yikach, Prat Le Bogera Shikola Le Bisuleha, Giver of Meir. It says Isha Bibsuleha, so Meir holds Bisuleha, we'll see. It tells me she has to have all her Bisulim, and even if they're. They contract a little bit because she gets older, that's not called all the besulim, and therefore she's a apostle to a Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, Machshirim Bogeris. And Rabbi Elazar of Shimon say, no, Bogeris is kosher, she's still called Besulel. The Maikam Ifugay, Rabbi Meir Sover, Besula, Afila Mixas Besulim. If the Torah would just say the word Besula, not Bibsulel, would say Besula, so I would say that what's it called, any besulin is matar. Right? If she has even a partial besulin, it's okay. That's the pashut. Mashba besuleha. Now that it says besuleha, so it comes to tell me not that it can't be partial besulin; it has to be complete besulin. Adi ikur kol besulin. Bibsuleha. The fact that it has an extra base could have said besuleha. What's bibsuleha? The Kedarka in Shalok Kedarka lo. That only Kedarka does she become a, what's it called, not a Basula. But if you have Bia, Shalok Kedarka doesn't make her not a Basula. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Savri, Basula Shleimu Mashma. That if it had only said Basula, it would mean a complete Basula. And then Enochanami, a Bogeris, would be possible. But bisuleho, the fact that the Torah went out of its way to say bisuleho comes to tell me not like that. You don't need a complete bisulim. I feel a mixus bisulim. Even mixus. Bibsuleho, at you call bisuleho kayomin bein bekedarka bein shalo kedarka. But you need that there shouldn't be any hashoras bisulim. It shouldn't take away any of the bisulim, even with a bia shalo kedarka. Bia shalo kedarka also takes away some of the bisulim. And then what's it called? even though Rabbi Elazar of Shimon say you don't need complete besulin, that's not none is taken away, just contracted or whatever. But some is taken away through a bia, even bia shaloka darka. That's what's it called. She's not a besula. So it comes up that they argue in two things, and also that each one we'll see depends on the other. If you learn the pasuk this way, then you're going to come out that a Bogeris, according to the mayor, is not kosher, but Bia Shalokadarka is. And according to Blazer Shim, just the opposite. A Bogeris is going to be kosher, but Bia Shalokadarka isn't. And if you hold one way, you have to hold both things. If you hold the other way, you have to hold both things. Then there's a Rambam that paskins one thing, like what's it called, a Bogeris is possible, and he also paskins a Bia Shalokadarka is possible. So he. The big kash on the Rambam, how it could paskin like both of those when each one depends on how you darshan the psukim
either you hold like Rav Meir or you hold like Rav Lozer Rav Shimon. You can't hold like both of them. There's a lot of terutzim, that's not for now, but that's a shver Rambam. Rashi. Besula. Ihavik seed besula. The Torah only would say besula yikach. The mixas besula masha. The Meir holds that besula means even any besula. Even a partial. The Havi Mishtar, the goat Bogeris. And if the Torah only said, who, Yikach Besula, I would say a Bogeris is mutter to a Kohen Gadol. Hasha the seed, Besuleha, Mechasra, Mitzra Bogeris. The Masha and the Wiener called Besuleha. Now the Torah, when I say Besuleha, comes to tell me out of the Parshat. Parshat is even partial. Besuleha, you need all. Bibsuleha, Beis Yisera, the extra Beis in the beginning of the word, Bibsuleha. The mashmahachi the midrash b'makom besuleha, dafka that she is what's it called in the makom of besulim, that's where there's a nafkamina whether she's a besul or not. The hainu kedarka in the velus nifsul lekoin gadol, that's kederach right in the place where the bia is kederach. There's an inyan of besulim. Avo beila shalok kedarka lo, but bia shalok kedarka does not make her not a besula. The lemeisur beula shalok kedarka lekal lemeimer mahaykra. Ula midrash ad shu kol besuleho kayomim vafilu shalo kedarka kederashinu le'aliva de rebelazer kiven de besule mamayit bogeres kol shkein bu'ula shalo kedarka hilkach hi osa kro le mishrei osa kederashinu. Right, if the pasuk came to tell me it's osa, right, so if the Torah came to, you don't need to, you know, pasuk is osa. I would know that from the fact that a bogeris is possible. Koshkin issue is nivala shloka dark. So if there is an extra pasuk, it must come to tell me it's mutter, not that it's awesome. So that is how Rav Meir learns the psukim. If it only said besula, I would say even a partial besula. It says besuleha to tell me not like that. Only a complete besula is kosher. And the fact that it had to tell me something about besuleha, the makom besulim, can't come to tell me that Bia Shaloka Darka is Osir, because I know that from Bogeris. Must come to tell me that's Mutter. That a Isha, who's Nivala Shaloka Darka, does not become possible to a Kohen Gadol.
The base is not so
extra.
Hold the
tail away. Isha. The who Isha Besuleh Yikah. Or Isha Besuleh Yikah.
Isha Besuleh
Yikah. Yeah. What's it called? A lot of times the Lashon, we're used to this Lashon. But if the Torah would have said that way, it would have made sense though. Right? It wouldn't have been as polished as this way. But it would have made sense. That's enough. The fact that the Torah chose to use an extra and polish it off with an extra base wasn't just to make the Lashon better, but to tell me Allah. Okay. They say just the opposite. If it would have just said Besula, I would say she has to be a total Besula. Shleim Mashon. Umitzra Bogeris. Right, we have similar limudim like this. Tosfos goes through where there's similar and where there's not similar. Kofer velo chatzi kofer. Right, Torah said kofer, it means complete, not partial. What's it called? Arba boker and not arba chatzi boker. Right, a lot of times the Gemara Darshan's either that you need complete or the opposite, that even a partial is good enough. Sometimes one way, sometimes one. Here, what besula means had it not said anything else. A complete besula or any besula. Okay, so if it had only said besula according to Rabbi Shimon, I would ask her Bogeris. Now that it says besuleha, I feel a mixus besula mashna l'rabos Bogeris. So now the Torah is coming to tell me besuleha, not to ask her a Bogeris, because that would be asur stam. It's coming to tell me that a Bogeris is mutter. You don't need all besulim, even partial. Now the bibsuleha beis yisera mashma shetehe bibsuleha shalo of the mehem klum, but it has to be you don't have to be a complete besula. She can even be a partial besula. Partial besula means though she didn't lose any of the besula. She just doesn't. It just contracted or whatever, like by a bogeris. She didn't lose anything. But if she lost even a portion of the besula, that we learn from the beis of bibsuleha that she's partial, and therefore bia shalo kedarka. Right, at least takes away a little bit of the besulim, and that's what's it called. Al yidei be'ila bein kedarka bein shelo kedarka. The kivin this rabbi bogeris lehetera itzrich lemeser be'ula shelo kedarka. Just the opposite.
since we have a pasuk that had to tell me that a bogeris is mutter, I need a pasuk to tell me that bir shelo kedarka is asur. Okay. Okay, let's go on. So that's the machlokas of Meir and Abelazar Rav Shimon. Om Rav Yehuda Marav. Nivala shelo kedarka, psula lekahuna. If a woman had bir shelo kedarka, she's pasul to a kohen. Okay? Rashi. Psula lekahuna, lekohen god. Not only any kohen, right? Any kohen is not only if she's, if the guy is pasul to her, and we already have a pasul that bir shelo kedarka is like regular bir for all the arayas and all the psulit. So it can't be talking about a cholol who lived with a regular woman or whatever, shelo kedarka, because that for sure pasuls him. We're talking about bir of a kosher to a kohen, what's it called, of a, to a kohen gadol. Shemitzuva la psula. He has to marry a basula. Bir shelo kedarka makes her not a basula. Avala hedyet, afil a kedarka ksher. Right, a hedyet, if a person's kosher, even a regular bir, right, it doesn't pasul her. The ain zona ela hanivelis la'asurla. A zona or a chalala is only asur, has only become somebody who is asur to you. Either a chalal or a, what's it called, or a somebody who's asur to her, or one of her relatives, or whatever. Masiv Rava. So Rava asks from the following. The lo si ali isha. The halacha is, if somebody is ma'anes a basula, right, he rapes a basula, a nara. So he has to give her a knas, and he has to marry her. He can't divorce her. The isha haru'uyala. That's only talking about a woman who is mutter to him, who could be married to him forever. But somebody's also to marry him. Prat la almon la kohen gadol. But if a kohen gadol raped a, what's it called, a basula, nara basula. So there's no mitzvah for him to marry, to keep her married. To marry her and can't divorce her. Because she's not roy to him to begin with. Grusha v'chalutza la kohen hedyet. Or if a kohen hedyet raped a grusha or a chalutza. Also, this mitzvah of a lo si ali isha doesn't apply. Gemara says, hechi dami. Don't discuss whether there's knas or not in that kind of case, but the mitzvah of a lo si ali isha doesn't apply. Hechi dami. Ilema b'kedarka, mai ira mishum almona, tepikle mishum dahavila ba'ula. Right? The case of the kohen gadol. The kohen gadol raped a basula. Okay? So, bisnus. What? Almona. All right. An almona basula. Right. So if he raped her kedarka, he made her not a basula, so he can't marry her now. Even his ba'ula is also to him, right, if it was before marriage. So he can't marry even a woman that he made a ba'ula. So if it's b'yish kedarka, forget about an almona. You don't have to set a case of almona. Regular woman, who the kohen gadol was ma'anis, kedarka is also to him because she's a not a basula. So it didn't have to say the case of almona.
Why don't we say that one is docha the other?
The Isser, the one speaks about this psukim. They tell me that doesn't. Elalav shalokadarka. Must be talking where he raped her shalokadarka. So she's still a basula, and the only reason she's also to him is because she's an almona. Mishum almona in, mishum ba'ula lo. Samara says, Samara says, you see that, what's it called? That even shalokadarka is also. Because if shalokadarka wouldn't make her a ba'ula, then where's the case over here that you can have an almona who is not a, what's it called, a, right, an almona, no, so we see from here, shalokadarka doesn't make her a ba'ula. So she's only also because of almona. So you see that shalokadarka is taka mutter to a kohen gadol, like Reb Meir, not like Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. So this brisa seems to be a riot to Reb Meir. Rashi, velosi ali isha, b'ma'anis na'ara besula ksi. This pasuk's talking about a person who rapes a na'ara besula. Prat la'almona min ha'erisin. The zeha ma'anis kohen gadol hu. The ma'anis is a kohen gadol, right? And and she's an almona, and she, what's it called, never had bia from anybody else, just erisin. She had to be a na'ara murasa. So she never lived with her original husband, right? or grusha or chalutza min her erison, or so she's in an almana from the erison, or she's a grusha or chalutza from the erison. So the original husband didn't live with them, so she's not a ba'ula. Im koin hegidu. Hechidomi. So how is this talking? Hach bias onis. Shebo ala koin gadol. How did the koin gadol rape her? With a bia kedarka or a bia shalok kedarka? If it was a bia kedarka, take it the havi le ba'ula. The tanya le kamon, anusa satsmo, futa satsmo lo yisa. He can't even marry somebody who he lived with before the kedusha. Okay, either anus or a mafuta, somebody that he seduced or he raped, it's also to him too. Not only if somebody else made her a ba'ula. So the Gemara says, no, hamani remeir. Rashi, the Omar b'suleha, ad shiu kol b'suleha kayomi prat l'bogeres, v'yasolei b'suleha l'me'ute ba'ula shloka darka d'sharet. Ein achanami, this b'raisa goes into the Messiah, kashan rabbi Elazar b'Shimon. This b'raisa goes according to remeir. But ein achanami, rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, they argue on this price. So there's no raya that everybody has to hold that, what's it called, that a bia shloka darka doesn't make her a ba'ula. This price, it goes like a male who learns the psukim the way we said, and if you learn the psukim differently, to be matra bogeris, then it answers bia shloka darka. For Rav, the Omer Krebelos, when Rav said his halacha, what's it called, that bia shloka darka, makes her a ba'ula as pasul l'kahuna, he said it according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, not according to Rav Meir. In a Kanami, you find a Braisa connected Rav, because there's a Tana who doesn't like Rav too. Rav said what he said in Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Mordechai says, Ikra Rav Elazar, my iri mishum ba'ula, typically the havli zona. Right? Forget about ba'ula. She's also to a kohen gadol, even if the kohen, because she's a zona. Right? The ha'amar Rav Elazar, we hold that a kosher person who lives with a woman out of wedlock doesn't make her a zona. Zona is only nivala l'posula. But Rabbi Elazar holds not like that. Rabbi Elazar holds that any bia out of wedlock is called zanus and makes her a zona. So the chora, what's it called? What do you have to come on to almana or ba'ula or anything? She's posul because the kohen gadol lived with her out of wedlock. And that's Asher. Memela, she's a Zoma. So Memela, she's Asher too. Forget about Ba'ula, forget about Amona, she's a Zoma. Rashi. The Rav, the Omer Psula, Kerbalazar, the Omer Leel, Besulel, Mixus, Besulel, the Ribu Begeris, Vasa Besulel, the Mu'ute Ba'ula, Shlokadarka Kedleel. The Havile Zoma, Vafil, the coin, Hedir Asura. Forget about the coin God. Even if she wouldn't be a Amona and she wouldn't be a Ba'ula, she'd still be Asher even to a coin Hedir, she's a Zoma. Omer of Yosef, don't you nival a behema? Now it's talking where she was nival to a behema. Okay, and therefore, what's it called? She's not a zona. The hasa mishum ba'ula ika, it's considered a bia, she's a ba'ula. Mishum zona leka, but there's no zona there. Tomorrow, Omer le abai mi monashach. Abai says monashach. I ba'ula havya zona nomi havya. If it's considered a bia, then she's a zona. Right? And if any bia that's not with kedushin is what's it called is zolna according to Rabbi Elazar, then anything that's called bia, if bia's behema is called a bia, then she's a zolna. The e zolna lo havi bula nami lo havi. If she's not a zolna because it's not considered a bia, then she's not a ba'ula either. Then it's not she's not a ba'ula. The chitemi mida havi amukas eitz shalok kedarka, right? Mukas eitz shalok kedarka. Is a case where she got wounded, but not in the mokum of Kedarka, right? But in the back. Then if any woman is wounded in the back, that's called already that she's a ba'ula, I mean that she's not a basula, then imkein ein l'cha isha shikshera l'kahuna, shalo nasas muka tseisa yideitzroa. Any woman who ever went to the bathroom, right, and those days they had to wipe themselves with a rock, surely also is what's called meshir some of the basulim. So if a mukas eitz, the makam shalok kedarka makes her not a basul, there's no woman in the world who's kosher to a kohen. A kohen gadol, at least. Okay. Rabbi Elazar, Rashi. The ha'amar Rabbi Elazar, the kamam b'pirkin, isser zon neleka, the alfinu lekamam b'shmaisin, ein znus lebehem. Having relations with a behem is not called znus. It's awesome, but it's not called znus. You don't make a zona by living with an animal. An animal is not
It's not a nicer beer. Mara says, no, Izona lo havya im kein la beer. Why is she not a zona? Because it's not considered beer. It's considered a, I don't know what you would call it, but it's not a maisa beer with an animal. Well, whatever, it's not, again, the maisa beer is only with a human being, not with an animal. Im kein la beer, va fila koin gogol tishri. She's not a ba'ula. So if she's not a ba'ula, if she's not a zona, she's not a ba'ula either. The chitem immediately have a mukasage, the horrible loss of karma must be some or yisus mukasage. The blazer holds that even if she lost her basulin through an accident, also, you don't have to have a beer. Even an accident answers her. The tiboy la memer, the field mukasage shalokadarka psula. And we'd have to say that Rabbi Lazar holds even shalokadarka, right, where she's not a what's it called a full fledged ba'ula, right, that Rabbi Lazar also holds the parcel. Right, in Canaan, l'cha ishik shekshera l'kun gedola shel nasis mukaseitz al yedei yitzror shel kinuach beisakise. She ever went to the bathroom and wiped herself with a stone, she's a mukaseitz shelo kedarka. If that's usher to a kohen gadol, there's no woman in the world that's mutter to a kohen gadol. So we haven't found a case where what's it called, right, where Rabbi Lazar, what's it called, where Rav held like Rabbi Lazar that a what's it called, that a beer shelo kedarka passes her to a kohen god, right? Psula lekuna. Omar Rav nivala shelo kedarka psula lekuna. So we're trying to find a case where that could be, right? Because the case of an almana to a kohen god, right? That he raped her. Can't be talking where it was Kedera, because then she's a Ba'ula, you have to be an Almona. We're trying to find a case where you need to be an Almona. It must be Shiloh Kedera. And you see that Shiloh Kedera doesn't make her a Ba'ula, because you have to come on to Almona. So Morav said, no, that goes according to Reb Meir. And Rab said according to Reb Elazar. And Morav said, it can't be. Because according to Reb Elazar, right, just the raping asks her because she's a Zona. Samara says, no, it's talking where, what's it called, where she lived with a behema. Right? She was a an almana, and this, right, that, what's it called? She was nivala le behema, when she was nivala le behema, shelo kedarka. She wasn't a zona. When she lived with the behemoth, she lived kitshelo kedarka. The kohen raped her. Shelo kedarka. So the Gemara says, l'chor, if the kohen raped her shelo kedarka, she's a, it's a pony of bala pnuya. She's a zona. The Gemara says, no, the kohen didn't rape her. She was raped by a behemoth shelo kedarka before the kohen. And then what? And now she's usher to the Kohen, Mishum, what's it called? Bia Shalokadarka, but not Mishum Zona. She's usher because of Ba'ula, but not, that's the case of Rav. Rav's case is where a behema lived with her. A woman who was nivel by a behema Shalokadarka, that's the case of Rav. That's Rav's case. The Gemara says, that can't be. Because Manavshach, either she is not a Zona because she's not a Bia, so she's not a Ba'ula. Or she is a Ba'ula, and maybe she's a Zona too, by the Behema. Either a Behema makes a Bia and Zona, or it doesn't make either. So it can't be a Behema. And if you're going to tell me that at least she's a Mukaseitz, right? So she may not be a Zona, and it's not a Bia by a Behema. But it's no worse than Mukaseitz, right? There's an accident happened. Right, then you're going to tell me that an accident shelo kedarka is going to make her not a basula, then every woman who ever wiped herself when she went to the bathroom is not a basula. She's a possible kohen gadol.